Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lee Max. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, all right, here we go. Man, hope you had a good week. Hope everything ran smoothly for you. Here we are. Weekend is upon us. Father's Day coming up tomorrow. Yeah. I hope, if your father is still with you, I hope you get the opportunity to spend some time with him. Fathers are important. Very important. That's primarily what's wrong with this world. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. Are you the head or the tail? We're going to call it heads or tails. Are you the head or are you the tail? And fathers have a lot to do with that. The powers that be, the left-leaning liberal types, have all but destroyed the nuclear family, and that being father, mother, children. You know, back in the day, everybody had a role, you know, and you stayed in your lane. You knew your role and you stayed in your lane, right? Back in the day. Well, all that's upside down and all Confucius now, see? These people don't even know what bathroom to use anymore. They don't know who the hell they are. These young kids, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of ever having any kind of long-lasting relationship whatsoever. You know? I feel bad for them, you know, and it ain't their fault. It's how they were brought up. It's how they were brought up. I mean, that shit started when I was a kid. You know, they talk about handing out these participation trophies. They started doing that shit when I was a kid, you know, and I'm in my 50s at this point. And that's when it started. That started back in the 70s, you know, in the mid to late 70s. When they started that crap, you know, and where, you know, the schools, you know, acted like they were your parent. They started that crap when I was in school. You know, my old man went to the principal's office more than one time, said, "Hey, I'm his dad. I'm his father. I say what goes and what don't go, what happens and what don't happen. All you responsible for is educating him. The rest of it is up to me." And they, like I said, they started that shit when I was a child. And it's just been getting progressively worse, you know, with the, you know, the media piling in on it. Now they got social media piling in on it. Now, I know there are some great mothers out there doing a fantastic job, and more power to them, you know. And I wish them all the luck in the world, and I praise the ones that are doing a good job. I don't take nothing away from them. Saying that, I'm going to say this. No matter what, they can't be a mother and a father. You can't be both. You can't. Impossible. That's like me trying to be a mother. That's crazy. Oh, I'm the mother and the father. No, I'm the dad, and I'm doing the best I can. I'm not pretending I'm something I'm not. And you'll see a lot of that shit online, you know, especially, you know, with Father's Day coming up, because there's a shit ton of single mothers out there, you know, and they got to pat themselves on the back and be, you know, stunning and brave. And they are, like I said, but you're not the father and the mother. You're the mother. You can't do both jobs. That's ridiculous. Come on now. Again, that's like me saying, "Oh, I'm the mother and the father." That's crazy as hell. I can't be but one thing. I can be myself. I can be a father, and that's all I can ever be. I can't be somebody's mother. But that's what's happened. That's what's happened to this generation. But you got to decide whether you're going to be the head or the tail. The head or the tail. That's why these kids don't have relationships anymore. They just, you know, friends with benefits or hit it and quit it or one night stands or whatever they're doing now. They're not dating, and they're not getting married for the most part. All those statistics are down with the, you know, because I'm in Generation X. And then you had, what was it? Millennials and then Gen Z. Or Gen Z and then Millennials. Whatever it is. But the current one, they're screwed. I think you had Gen Z and then Millennials. But they're screwed. Because these children have never seen what a mother and father dynamic looks like. They don't know what a healthy, normal relationship looks like. They have no clue. Other than what they may see on TV, and that's all, you know, fantasy land. And then what they see on TV is the woman running everything, the woman being the smart one, and the dad is some doddering old fool who just goes to work and brings home a paycheck and everything's happening around him and he has no clue. That's the way all, you know, the majority of men are portrayed, you know, in these like family sitcoms and whatnot. They portray the man as an idiot. And that's not the way it works. Now that's how these women like to do. You know, they get attracted to you. And then what do they want to do? They want to break you down. They want to break you down. And soon whatever it is that attracted them to you repulses them somehow. You know? They want to break you down. There's something wrong with you. They can go off and be and do whoever they want to. If you want to go be single, go be single. See how you like that. See how them girls out there, see how they're doing. See how they're doing. They probably ain't doing too good. Probably not doing too good. It's amazing to me how relationships are just so freaking disposable nowadays. It's just all disposable. Everything's throwaway. Everything. Including people. Oh, this ain't working out. Yeah. After you done made a contract between you and the state, that's what happens when you get married. You're making a contract. You're signing paper. Marriage license. Making a contract between you and the state. That's why I'm telling you, fellas, you better think long and hard about what you're doing before you do it. I'm not saying don't. I ain't trying to talk you out of nothing. I'm saying think before you leap. Because they make it easy to get into. But it can cost you damn near everything to get out of. And on some occasions, it might be worth it to you. Just to get away from that person. It might be worth it. Heads or tails? You going to be the head or you going to be the man should be. Should be the head of the family, right? Head of the household. He should be the HMFIC, you know, the head mofo in charge, right? Of his team. And team, I mean your time, your energy, your attention, and your money. Team, right? I've spoke about that before. Team. It's your team. It's your time, your energy, your attention, and your monies. All of it. Yours. And how you spend any of that, you know, determines on, you know, what's important to you. If you're focusing too much of that on her, you're not focusing on other stuff. And you shorten yourself. You know, you don't need to bend to her will all the time. You don't need to be running around chasing. You don't need to be running around trying to please, put her on a pedestal. Because she ain't putting you on one. She going back to her girlfriends and telling all kind of stuff about you. Maybe at first she might brag on you a little bit, but that ain't going to last too terrible long. Especially once y'all get comfortable. Then, you know, the gloves come off. You know? Then the gloves come off. You should be the head, not the tail. You should be the one who's leading. Right? If you're not leading, you're following. Like in that movie, what was it, that Ricky Bobby movie? If you're not first, you last. That's right. If you're not first, you last. You should be the head. You should always be the head. You should be running everything. I'm not saying don't consult your wife. I'm not saying don't sit down and have discussions and have a budget. I'm not saying that at all. I am not promoting that. It should always be a united front. You should be together, but ultimately you are the one that makes the decision, because I can guarantee you whether she's in on the decision or not, if it all turns to shit, you're gonna be the one that's gonna get blamed for it anyway. It don't matter, you're gonna get blamed for it, even if it was her idea. You're still gonna wind up getting blamed for it. That's what happens. You're going to get the short end of that stick. So you might as well just go ahead and take charge. Take charge. Take the leadership. Grab the reins. Right? Grab the reins. And take charge. And if she don't like it, then you tell her to kick rocks. You got other things to do. She never be number one priority. Now, if you married, then your wife does become, you know, because if, you know, they say, oh, my kids are always first. Well, where's your husband? Because your husband ought to be first, then your kids. Because if your husband ain't first, you're going to kick him to the curb. That marriage ain't going to last too long. Because them kids ain't going nowhere. They always going to be your kids. Even if you're a bad parent and they hate your guts, they always gonna be your kids. They're not going anywhere. But if you love and care about that other person, females, women, if you care about that man, you better put him first. Them children can wait. They can wait. Because what happens to the man is once he has children, all his shit gets put on the back burner. It becomes all about them kids. Everything gets focused on the kids. And he gets thrown back in the corner. Back in the back corner of the closet. In the dark. And that's where he gets left. Ain't about him no more. It's all about them cheering. Oh, God. I'm telling you. And that's not the way it should be. You should always have time for him. You should always be looking to prop him up. If you're trying to build something, if that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to build something together, a marriage, a family, a home, then you should be constantly supporting him, propping him up. Showing him that what he's doing matters. That you care about him and his feelings and how he's doing. Right? But generally, that's not what happens. He gets kicked to the curb, kids come in, and it's all over. And he's regulated to the bench. He gets to watch everything pretty much from the sidelines. Right? You know? I mean, he tries to get involved as much as he can. They put him in on special teams. Yeah. Whenever the kids need discipline, all right, you know, come on. You know. And then you get to be the bad guy, see? Oh, hell no. Hell. But that's what happens, folks. That's what's happening. And that's sad. It shouldn't be that way. See, the females, for the most part, they just... Well, I don't want to say that. Nowadays, it seems like... That these girls just... They want you to do all the hard work, all the hard labor. While they go, you know, especially the young ones now. Not so much women my age. It's too late for them. But these younger ones, you know, they want to go out there and ride the carousel and do monkey double backflips on Chad Tyrone. Right? Get run through. Right? And then they want to meet you after you done all the hard work. Advanced yourself. Advanced your education. Advanced your career. Advanced your financial situation. And they want to meet you at the finish line and reap the rewards. That's what happens to these women that marry these athletes, for the most part. Right? Unless they're high school or college sweethearts, which, you know, I don't exactly know what percentage that is. But it doesn't seem like it's a lot, because an awful lot of these guys get divorced. They get kids, they get divorced. And she starts cashing checks on your ass. They want to meet you at the finish line after you're rich and famous. Stick around long enough, have, you know, pop out a couple. Right? Then divorce you, get some alimony, get some child support, make you pay all the bills. And see, you don't get paid on, you know, just what she needs. You get paid on what you earn. And then they just start cashing checks. And that's how it is. So that's what I say, man. You want to be the head or you want to be the tail? You want to be the HMFIC? Then be that guy. Be that guy. Be in charge. Right? Be elusive. Be aloof. Don't be running around chasing. Don't be running around trying to run game on these girls. You know, be a PUA, try to be a pickup artist. You know, because you're paying for all of it, one way or another. You know, and I'm telling you what now, gentlemen, use protection. Just the other day, I heard of a case. It was on social media. it's on one of these things that I follow. And a guy had sex, had intercourse with a female in the backseat of his car. Okay. Now, she don't get pregnant, but she catches some kind of venereal disease from him, all right? Some kind of herpes or something, right? Whatever it is. She winds up, I think, not only suing him, but suing his insurance company. She had a smart lawyer. Because, you know, I mean, suing him wouldn't have done much good. But I think they sued his insurance company because she caught it in the backseat of the car, see? And a judge upheld it, made the insurance company pay. I think the guy took it to court again, or the company did, you know, on an appeal, and I believe it was upheld. So now that insurance company has to pay this female. You know, like it's their fault. They didn't have nothing to do with it. They insured a car. They ain't insuring him or her or the decisions that they made. She made a decision. That was her choice to get in the backseat of that car, to get naked, spread her legs, and have intercourse with this man unprotected. Those were all choices that she made. Yet the court is going to allow her to sue and get monetary gain from this insurance company, and it's quite a bit. It was, I believe, $1 million something, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Like I said, I didn't pay that close attention to it. I just thought it was hilarious, and I thought I would bring it up, because, gentlemen, be the head. When you're using the little head, make sure you use protection. Use the big head and use protection, okay? Do that for yourself. Not for me. Do it for yourself. That way you won't have any unwanted pregnancies. And, you know, you'll keep yourself from, you know, any unnecessary lawsuits. You know? Oh, Lord. It's treacherous out there. It's treacherous, gentlemen. It's bad. And I hate to see it. But it don't seem like it's getting any better. It's getting worse. All right, gentlemen. You know what to do. All right, check out the social media sites, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, also on Gab, Locals, and Parler. Those are the kind of the backups and the alternate deals, you know. So check them out. Let me know what you think. Leave me a suggestion, comment, smart mark. Leave me a question. You can email me at upmen4men@gmail.com. Right? Let me know what's going on, what you think, what's going on with you. Maybe that's what I ought to do, is pose a question. I think that's what I'll start doing. I'll pose a question each week. I don't have one right now, but each episode I'll pose a question and, you know, see what you guys think. All right, my friends, have a happy Father's Day. And if you are a father, I hope you do have a good, fulfilling, and happy Father's Day. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. Right, yeah. Come on. Come on. This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook, and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.